So the Washington Post has a great article about Barack Obama's 17-minute, 2,500-word response to a woman who claimed that she was being overtaxed. Yeah, I'm not making this up. It's on the Washington Post website. 17 minutes, 2,500 words. And the article goes like this. Towards the end of a question and answer session with workers at an advanced battery technology manufacturer, a woman named Doris stood and asked the president whether it was a wise decision to add more taxes to us with health care. She said, "We are overtaxed as it is." Well, Obama started out a little feisty. You know, he's a true believer, and you got to give him credit for that in what his healthcare plan is, even if he doesn't know what it's about. He said, well, let's talk about that, because this is an area where there's just been a whole lot of misinformation, and I'm going to have to work hard over the next several months to clean it up and a lot of the misapprehensions that people have, the president said. Then he spent the next 17 minutes and 12 seconds lulling the crowd into a daze. The article says his discursive answer, more than 2,500 words long, wandered from topic to topic, including commentary on the deficit, pay-as-you-go rules passed by Congress, the Congressional Budget Office reports on Medicare waste, COBRA coverage, the Recovery Act, and federal Medicare assistance percentages. He talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and even talked about Warren Buffett. Well, it seems the great communicator isn't much more than someone who rambles on unless he has his teleprompter. I give him credit for speaking from the heart for 2,500 words. I doubt if he was using the teleprompter. But when you represent the people, Mr. President, you should be able to talk to the people, not down to the people. That's just my opinion. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.